Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. From Luke 15, verses 1 through 7. Then drew near to Christ all the publicans and the sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which was lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. When something or someone is lost, it captures the interest and the attention of nearly everyone who knows about it. If some person is lost in a forest or a mountain, or some airplane has strayed from its course, or a ship at sea, the nation and sometimes the entire world becomes aroused. People get very concerned over the loss of certain treasures, a ring, a purse, even little things that possibly are not so valuable but useful. The concern and attention remains until the lost is found. Now we need to be reminded of the significance of these two words, lost and found. These two words hold the place of center attraction in the passage we have just read. Luke chapter 15 contains three parables taught by Jesus, emphasizing the tragedy of loss and the joy of finding. We read of lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son. And that which prompted these parables was a certain criticism and a murmur against Jesus because he was demonstrating concern for the lost. The groups with which he was concerned and he was encountering, and the ones that were criticizing, were the publicans, the sinners, the Pharisees, and the scribes. The publicans were considered infamous by their countrymen because they collected taxes for the Roman government. Sinners referred to the notorious transgressors of God's holy law. The last group was composed of the complainers and the self-righteous who feared they might be polluted and defiled if they gave consideration for the lost. They considered the interest Jesus showed in them to be disgraceful. The purpose of the parables is not just a single thought. They brought to light a shameful attitude on the part of the murmurers who deserved rebuke. These parables set forth man's likeness to the lost sheep and the lost coin and the lost son. These parables emphasize the seeking love of God. These parables underscore the great need of man to respond to that love and to rejoice when there is salvation of one that was lost. The parable of the lost sheep begins by showing the inconsistency of the murmurers. Jesus said if they had lost something, would they not seek to find it? Would not they rejoice upon its recovery? This is precisely what Christ was doing, namely, seeking the lost souls. And yet they condemned him for doing what they themselves would do in lesser matters. These Pharisees and scribes were religious leaders of the people. They might be considered as shepherds of the flock. They, more than anyone else, were supposed to have love and compassion for others, and yet there was no manifestation of love, nor the intent to recover the lost, nor they would not utilize the means to effect that recovery. This parable also pictures people like sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray, Isaiah 53 and verse 6. Jesus is the good shepherd, John 10 and verse 14. Lost men and Jesus, they are the principal characters of this parable. In the behavior of the sheep, we see a likeness found in people who become separated and apart from God. Through careless wandering, the sheep were lost. Those that care for sheep tell us that sheep will go about, seldom raising their head to note where they are or even the direction that they are going. Gradually, one of them becomes removed from the flock and is lost. How much like sheep are people? Through weakness or ignorance of the truth, through negligence, maybe the evil influence of others, and failing to exercise self-examination, men find themselves estranged from God in sin. As Paul quoted, "There is none that doeth righteousness, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God," Romans 3 and verse 23. The lost sheep are like every person at some point in life, not escaping the ravages of sin. Let us stress the point that the sheep was lost. Possibly you have experienced the panic and the fear and the frustration of being physically lost. Children often feel lost when they're not able to immediately see their parents. But such a loss is minor compared to being spiritually separated from God. While it might be conceivable that a sheep that has strayed might wander back on his own, this is not so with men. Men cannot find their way back to God alone and by themselves. They cannot even accidentally find their way back. Jeremiah 10:23 tells us, "O Jehovah, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps." The force of sin is to take man further and further away from God. Man is dependent upon the chief shepherd to find the way back. And not just any shepherd will make the effort to find the lost sheep. Hirelings will not put forth such effort, especially in the face of danger. The good shepherd is watchful for his sheep. And though he had 99 sheep that were safe, he was keenly aware of the one that was lost. He had sorrow over its loss. He had compassion. And this kind of concern was reflected in the attitude of Jesus. When he looked over the city of Jerusalem and he said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not." Matthew 23:37. How Jesus sought the salvation of the people there, but they would not come to him. His mission was to save, but in the language of Jeremiah 8 and verse 20, "The harvest is past, the summer ended, and we are not saved." Is it not obvious that the shepherd of the parable was persistent and untiring in his search? He stayed with it until he found it. He never gave up as long as there was any hope. He just kept looking. Just how long should we strive to win a soul? We know there does come a time when attempts to save might become as casting pearls before swine. We know that there comes the time when it is proper to shake off the dust of your feet. But we need to be careful lest we discontinue our efforts to save prematurely. One more attempt may be just the one that will turn the situation around. Jesus has not ceased to plead with people, nor should we. He will plead until he comes again. Shall we do anything less? There was rejoicing when the sheep was found, and there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repents. If men rejoice over finding an animal, how much more shall Christians rejoice with the angels in heaven and the salvation of a soul? It is worth mentioning that there have been evidences that some do not really care that much for souls to be saved. They don't find real joy over salvation for another. It has been seen upon the response of some to the invitation of Christ to be baptized into Christ or to be restored, for some to leave the assembly rather than remain for what is to follow because they must go somewhere for their pleasure or get to the cafeteria line first, or they've just become tired and want to go home. What a sordid display of unconcern for the lost. And why all the joy? Because the one that was lost is found. 99 were safe in the fold, but now all are safe. If that one soul was your own, or that of some of your loved ones, we might better comprehend the joy at repentance. Are we not impressed with the tenderness of the shepherd? The shepherd searched and found the sheep and laid it on his shoulders and brought it back. He did not harshly drive it back. He bore the burden himself. This is the way that Jesus has recovered us. He bore our sins in his own body on Calvary. 1 Peter 2:24 and 25. The hero of the parable was the shepherd. While there are many lessons that we can learn from the implication of these parables of the lost being found, we must place heavy emphasis on the shepherd who loved and cared, who used his energies tenderly and lovingly and sacrificially to recover the lost. While some were criticizing our precious Lord for his concern over the lost, he shows us the right way. He will receive sinners upon repentance, and for this glorious favor extended to sinful man, we cannot be too grateful. What if it were otherwise? Wherein could we be saved? This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.